Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Coming up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. We're talking numbers apps, people.
Plus a couple of innovative accessories, iPads in the wild, and how to wake up to TWiT.
All that plus some jaw-dropping videos on iPad Today.
iPad Today is brought to you by Carbonite.com. Backing up the files on your PC or Mac is safe and easy with Carbonite. For a free trial plus 2 free months with purchase, go to Carbonite.com. Offer code iPad Today. And by Hover.com. Hover is domain name registration and management that's simple. For 10% off your new domain, go to iPadToday.hover.com.
Yeah, iPad Today, episode 16.
Vroom, vroom. Vroom. We gonna get our license today.
Sweet 16.
It is.
Oh,
it's our
wow.
Super sweet 16, in fact.
Oh, wow.
Last week was our quinceañera, and yep. This week is our super sweet 16.
Yeah. Do you ever watch that show on MTV?
I have.
It's sick.
It is.
Those people.
Yeah.
Although, we rented a fairly large hall for Henry's 16th birthday. It had 350 people over here at the Phoenix Theater.
Yeah, I like the Phoenix Theater. Yeah. I used to go there in high school and watch reggae shows.
Yeah, it's pretty rough, you know, but it's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's
no,
fun.
I liked it. It was a lot of fun, and they painted his friends graffiti. There's an old tractor trailer truck behind it. They graffitied Happy Birthday Hank on
it. I saw that you tweeted it out, or you put it up somewhere.
Wasn't that amazing? I did. I tweeted it.
It was really neat.
Yeah, so that was a nice. So I guess in a way, I kind of fell for that 16
thing. It's not the same thing, though. The Super Sweet 16 kids.
No, this didn't cost us anything, because we donate to the Phoenix. I donate to the Phoenix as a charity. Mm. So he said, oh, you can use the facility for free.
Totally different.
We did have the lighting guy from Roger Waters tour, however.
Oh, so the lighting
that cost us a little bit.
The lighting was really, really good.
Yeah, it was the wall.
Not as good as this lighting, mind you.
No, we've worked hard to make Sarah's hair not stick out.
Well,
it doesn't.
No, it actually looks better.
You know, we do have to work on my lighting, because for some reason my head looks enormous.
Well,
I should back up a little bit.
I think it's maybe it's just the fisheye lens we've got on the camera.
My giant nose.
Yeah, it's not your head. Your head is actually really very pinhead.
Oh, thank you, Sarah Lane. So
how do you get that big brain in that little head?
Thank you. Today we are talking what for our apps?
Well, before we talk about the app theme, I thought that we would roll a voicemail, which we haven't rolled in a while. This one's from Eris, I think her name is, which is a really pretty name. I don't know how to spell it, but she had an idea.
We don't know. We just know what it sounds like.
Exactly.
Got it. Let's listen to Eris and see.
Hi, my name is Eris, and I thought maybe you guys should review Numbers games. There's a really awesome game called Numulus, N-U-M-U-L-U-S, and it is just a lot of fun. And I know that, Sarah, you said that you love numbers, so I thought you might really enjoy it. And, I was also wondering if there were any other games similar to it, because pretty much turn to your show to find out what's new for the iPad. Okay, thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Let me give you a plug. You can plug it into the Numulus.
We actually don't even need.
We don't need to hear.
We don't need
is
to hear.
Is it highly musical? No.
No, it's not. It's not really musical at all. Now, I've got a bone to pick with Eris. Pretty name, but what she's done is she's made me a bit of a Numulus addict.
So I sat next to you on a plane back from Podcast Expo, and you played that stupid
Arriving HD
dinosaur.
Well, you
game.
Slept on me the whole time.
I did. And
you only
woke up
at the very end.
You were there with the egg again.
It looks like a good game.
So this is going to replace that?
Yeah, this is a game for anyone who's obsessed with numbers. Now, Eris, she suggested a numbers
I didn't sleep
game.
On you, by the way. I was asleep next to you.
You did one of these a few times.
Did I fall onto you? Oh, I'm so sorry. That's kind of embarrassing.
It's okay. We all do it.
Did I drool?
It's the plane sleep.
Was I drooling?
The plane lean.
Did I actually lean on you?
It's okay.
I'm so embarrassed.
You know,
plane
seats are very small. There's not.
I was in the middle.
You were, You were.
Which wasn't good planning.
How did that
part.
Work?
You're like,
how did you get in the middle seat?
I know. It was not a good idea.
I just looked out the window and played my arriving HD. Anyway, Eric.
Is this going to replace this?
Numbers apps are fine and good. But I said, okay, you've suggested something specific, Numulus. I'll go ahead and download it. By the way, this is just 99 cents. So it seemed easy enough. And now I'm very angry at you, Eris, because I can't stop.
Uh-oh.
Now, let's just go ahead and select the alpha level. Let's keep it simple. Now, what you have to do is you're adding up numbers. It's maybe like the easiest thing in the world. So medium red is 4. Small yellow is 7. 4 plus 7
is this for fourth graders? What
11.
Is the deal here?
No, it's to go as fast as possible. Small yellow is 7. Large green is 6. So it's 13. Now, as you can see, I'm getting little bonus points at the top. This is for fourth graders.
Yeah.
Medium blue and small blue,
eight. You're doing addition.
Yeah, I'm doing addition, but it's all about the
and
time
they,
of
they
it.
They even give you a calculator.
The timing of it. Well, how else are you? No, it's not a calculator. It's how you would enter it. So
it
medium
doesn't.
Blue is 5 plus small blue is 3. So that's 8. So as you can see, like if I were to go, that's wrong.
And it's okay, timing so, you. So this is, you know what?
It's timing
we talked
me.
Last week about Lumosity, about the brain games and all of that. This is actually one of the components in the brain game is timed arithmetic.
What is interesting about this is it goes, okay, you know, I got 7 so far. It goes on forever if you want it to.
Yeah.
My best is 216. World's best, 12,400. So here's that you go like, well, this seems like a really elementary arithmetic game. It is. It is. I'm the first person to admit it. It's all about speed. It's like you got to be Rain Man if you want to be good at this game.
I see.
I'm nowhere near it, but I want to be.
Do you think you will be if you play it? If you play it a lot.
So you know how we were talking about how I count stairs a couple shows ago,
yes.
And you went, "That's kind of weird."
OCD,
I went, "Yeah, it is." This is like. It's like a
this
way to just
that?
Put numbers together for no good reason. I mean, there's this game doesn't mean anything.
You know, I think you might be on Einstein.
What's that?
Well, he was this physicist who created
Einstein.
Yeah, you might be a genius with numbers, and you just never got challenged at Sebastopol High School.
At Annalie.
They never said, oh, look at that Sarah Lane. She's the next.
Well, if I'm
know,
a genius,
Enrico
I'd like
Fermi.
To know how to apply that to great riches.
Well, now, unfortunately, you're stuck doing this Numulus.
And I only paid $1, so I'm no better or worse, really.
No, I'm
also not a genius.
I didn't realize that. The challenge here was a numbers game.
No, it's numbers apps.
Because I don't have a game. I have an app.
Well, that's fine.
In fact, I have a calculator.
I think numbers apps might be a little bit limiting.
Limiting? Could be.
Not so good with the words.
No, you're better with numbers.
Yes, that's
true. I noticed
that
about you.
But what about these calculator apps? Because you've been talking about these since day one, and I've always went, calculator apps.
Well, the iPhone comes with a calculator, but just like the alarm clock, the iPad doesn't come with an alarm clock or the calculator. So here's two. The first one I got is kind of a more traditional calculator. I like the icon. It's 42, but it's called pCalc. And you know what? I have to zoom out because there's so many buttons
there's
on
so
this
much
thing.
Going on there.
This is a very elaborate. Zoom out even more. There's
this is the Texas Instrument.
Yeah. Well, and in fact,
near, and it should be for $10.
You have, you know, you have decimal, you have hexadecimal, you have octal, you have binary. So you have all the, look, you can calculate in ones and zeros. It has lots of conversions built into it, volume, weight, area, bytes, even cooking conversions, which, actually, this is one of the few things I actually use. You have a tape, which I think any good calculator is going to have a tape, so that when you do 2 plus 2 equals 4, the tape keeps track of that, and you can do another calculation, and the previous calculation is still there and can be brought back in. Of course, it has lots of memory. Here's the registers. So if you're used to an HP style RPM calculator, you can kind of turn it into that as well. RPM mode, as I said, reverse Polish notation. Multiple memories, thousands separators, number of decimal places. There's different themes. You can do normal. We're in the normal calculator. There's also a scientific and an engineering calculator. This is the calculator.
It's like a browser with a bunch of add-ons and history.
It is very, very powerful.
But it's a calculator.
If you need a calculator that's kind of calculator-like, this is a great choice. Now, that's pCalc, and it's not free. I think it's...
It's $10.
It's pretty expensive, yeah.
Yeah, so you really got to want it.
Here's pCalc, and I believe it's iPhone and iPad, but anyway, it's definitely iPad, as you can see. This is something a little less expensive. It's only $3.99, $4, and it's something that is maybe a little more appropriate for somebody who doesn't need all the power of pCalc. It's called Solver, S-O-U-L-V-E-R.
So that's kind of like solver, but with a little soul?
Yeah.
Yeah?
So it's got
like
functions.
Like a Marvin Gaye calculator?
It's got percentages. It's got variables. It's got named variables. And you can even write in Solver, you can even write your calculations out. There's, you know, you can, it's more for like, you know, people who want to like type out their calculations. This is a very, and by the way, this is nice. This is the elaborate help menu, which gives you a lot of information on using it and so forth. You can write things like $50 times three people. Or income, 50K minus 20K tax. You can use words. It turns them into variables. So it's kind of a little bit like a spreadsheet in that respect.
So it's like good for accounting.
Yeah.
For super accountant types.
Yeah, right. And I could turn, so you got to turn on the keyboard so you can actually write plain English calculations. It's always in tape mode, so it always will remember them. It has many of the same functionality as pCalc. But
less than
bit,
half the price.
Yeah,
though,
it's cheaper.
Bucks.
And, it, well, if you need pCalc, you need pCalc. But this is in a little bit of a more of a human format.
Yeah.
You can write your problems that way. Now, this is my favorite for just playing with calculations. You know about Wolfram Alpha, right?
I do, but I have never played with it on the iPad. In fact, I hadn't even thought about it, Leo.
Well, you know, you don't really need an application. And it's funny because they actually charge for Wolfram Alpha. It's $1.99. I'm sorry, $3.99. No, $1.99. I can't read today. $1.99.
It's $1.99. Yeah. $2.
So you don't, you could just do the web page for this. You don't absolutely need to buy this. But it does, it's kind of more fun. By the way, look at all the symbols. You can actually fill the screen with a keyboard for all the weird symbols. But it also gives you some browsing capabilities. So it'll give you an idea. One of the problems with Wolfram Alpha is it looks like Google, but it's not. It looks like a calculator maybe, but it's not. So I'm just going to enter in the names of three countries, Norway, Sweden, and Finland. And it's going to show me all sorts of different relationship things related to the three countries.
Why do you think Wolfram Alpha got so much attention for such a short amount of time? Because people don't like to think in terms of numbers? Is it because they wanted it to be a browser and they don't really get
I think they wanted it to be a different kind of Google, and it's not.
It's not at all.
It's really a knowledge engine. Here, I'm going to plot a graph. See, students are going to love this. Now, this isn't going to – this you can use this to solve problems. But it's really more for you to explore mathematics and the relationships of data, not just math, but certainly because of Mathematica, which was Wolfram's first product. There's a lot of Mathematica in this. But just do some of these searches because it's kind of fun. I'm going to write International Space Station in here, for instance. Now, that would be a typical Google search, but it wouldn't. Google wouldn't necessarily take you right to the current position of the International Space Station, which is there. It's current orbital information.
All numbers based.
Yeah, it's information based. The idea is instead of just searching for web pages with information in them, it actually does. It gives you kind of analysis of it. It's hard to describe, and I think this is one of the reasons. Here, I'm entering in an ISBN number. And it's going to tell me the barcode for it. It's going to let me search the web for that particular book. Carbon footprint information here. What's the carbon footprint of coal?
I don't know.
But just browse through this, the suggestions.
It's fun to get lost in.
The examples are great, but you don't have to only do the examples. You can really have a lot of fun as you get more knowledgeable about what questions it can answer and how to pose those questions.
I think Wolfram Alpha is such a great example of when people say, well, you never use this math in real life.
Oh, yeah,
you say,
but you
actually,
do.
Actually, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
It's in everything.
Here's one. Am I too drunk to drive? That's the query that you'd give Wolfram Alpha. It says, first, this is how it interpreted it. Uh-huh, blood alcohol. Okay, number of drinks, 2, time 1 hour, body weight 140 pounds, male. And here's, you know, the time plot. And then you can add, change the input values to say, well, no, in fact, I've had
one drink,
you know, one drink or let's say 5 drinks. And in fact, I weigh a little bit more. Let's put the actual weight in here. 228 pounds. I know it's kind of embarrassing, but I'm going to be honest here and go.
Well, you're 6'5".
Yeah. So I'm actually just short for my weight.
It's all distributed.
And then it's going to tell me, oh, dear, you are, in fact, over the legal driving limit here.
Yeah, and he might
gonna,
also be dead.
It's going to take 2 hours before I'll get just below the legal driving limit. So there's the time plot, the number of drinks. I mean, it's just little things like that. A calculator isn't going to give you this kind of understanding.
I love
it. It's going to give you the numbers, but you need to know, for instance, it shows you what the legal driving limit is here.
It's almost like a Wikipedia that's number-based, but you control it.
Yeah.
You're not just looking at a bunch of informational pages. It's an interactive
You just had
type
a birthday. Life
I did,
expectancy
yes.
for a female age 30 years, you should live to 81.73
years. What? Oh, no. The women in my family live a lot longer than that. But, I'm 100.
You know, really? You think so? Because your probability of dying before the age of 100 is 96.4% right now. But you see, the longer you live, the longer you live.
Well, my grandma's about to turn 99.
Wow.
I know. It's
so you're going to be, ridiculous. You're going to, you've got a lot
and
of longevity.
And my mom is like.
She's like 80 already.
Yeah.
No.
No, she's not. but you can just tell, you know how you can just tell. It's like,
sorry,
nothing's going to happen.
A terrible
you're just going to
get
older and older and older, and nothing's going to go wrong with you, and you're just going to be this really old, healthy woman.
So here's another thing.
And that's what's going to happen with me.
A little
raisin woman.
Do you know what your blood, little raisin woman, you know what your blood pressure is?
It's good. 120 over 80.
Okay, let's put that in here. So we can do that too.
Wasn't during the Giants game last night.
Oh, wasn't that exciting?
Woo!
Yeah, by the time people see this, the Giants will have already won the World Series, and Clayton Morris will have been humiliated on Twit. So I'm going to enter.
So.
Yeah, I'm going to enter that in. Okay, go. Now let's see if 120 over 80. Let's just see how good that is. So I don't know what this all means, but you can. I mean, look at all the stuff you get. So that's Wolfram Alpha. So there's three. These are all calculators with different kind of benefits. Wolfram Alpha, $1.99. PC Calc, $10. Solver. $3.
And all very different.
All very different. Different functionality. You kind of have to be the judge of which one you need. But I think you should have a calculator on your iPad.
And if you like any of these calculators, of course, you can get the links at twit.tv/IPT. That's also the URL to just our episodes in general. This episode, our quinceañera, or any of the 14 before that.
Because
they're all very good.
Yeah, you should have them all on your iPad and just watch them.
I agree.
Over and over.
Watch them any way you like. Of course, if you want to subscribe to our shows, you can do that too. twit.tv/IPT. You can also write us with theme ideas of your own, like Eris. And I hope I'm saying your name right. It's such a pretty name.
That's how she said it.
Eris.
Yeah.
It's maybe Welsh or something.
It is a form of Android phone, the Droid Eris.
Mm.
Maybe she's named after the phone.
Probably.
Yeah, or the phone's named after her.
She's just a very mature infant.
iPad Today brought to you today by our friends at Carbonite. Carbonite.com is the place to go if you need a backup solution. And you know what?
What?
You need a backup solution. And it's not enough just to be backing up to DVDs or a USB key or an external drive right next to your computer. Because what if the worst happens? There's fire, a flood, a tornado, and you lose not only your main data, but you also lose your backup.
Oh,
think about what's on your computer.
Makes me ill.
Your pictures of your baby pictures, your family pictures, your wedding photos, all of that stuff. It would be horrendous to lose it. And you know, hard drives die. You're going to lose the hard drive. Let's not lose the data, too. Here's how Carbonite works. You can go right now, try it for 2 weeks free. Carbonite.com. Use the offer code iPad today. Carbonite.com. Download it. Install it. Immediately, it uses the internet to start backing up. It'll back up your personal files, an unlimited number of personal files from an internal drive. You don't have to worry about how much data. It's $55 a year for as much as you can, you know, have on your internal drive, and free for the first 2 weeks, just so you can see how it works. Anytime you lose a file, accidentally delete it, or lose the whole computer, you log on to your Carbonite.com account from anywhere using any web browser. There's your files. You can get them right away. They even have an iPad app free and a BlackBerry app free as well. If you want to buy it, after you try it for the 2 weeks, and please, I always encourage people to try before they buy, but after you try it for the 2 weeks, you can buy it and use iPad Today as the offer code. You'll save. The first 2 months will be free. iPad Today, the offer code. The place to go, Carbonite, Carbonite, Carbonite.com. It's backup done right. You know, and you actually back up your, in effect, you'll be backing up your iPad as long as you sync with iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, and I hope people are at least syncing once a week, because that's the backup for your stuff.
Right.
And then when your hard drive's backed up, you'll get all the iTunes data.
I've lost, not the iPad, but an iPhone after not backing up for a long time because I just didn't think about it. I was plugging into the wall and not actually syncing. And boy, was I upset. I lost pictures I'll never get back. Super bummer.
I've mentioned this before. I had a caller on the radio show whose dog died. And he said, all the pictures I have of my dog are on this phone. And it died, too, a couple of months later. I said, yeah, sorry. You can't get it back. You got to be connecting up your iPad. I would do it every day. Instead of charging on the wall, charge on the laptop.
Yeah, exactly. If you got to charge, just go that way and then you're safer.
Right.
Carbonite, we thank you.
News time.
Well, you know, the news is all over the place. I found a really interesting story at the Wall Street Journal. It's not the first story I've seen on this subject, but it's the latest about how special needs folks, children or adults, are connecting with the iPad.
Oh, I believe that.
Yeah, in ways that they haven't been able to before. This particular story highlights little girl, Callie Gray, who has cerebral palsy. She's only two. And, you know, when kids are that young, there's motor skill issues. And often they have, there's an issue with convincing doctors or teachers or educators that they are going to be able to learn, that there should be the time and the energy invested into this child for them to be able to develop. And iPads seem to be something that not only are portable, they're cheaper, my gosh, than some of the stuff that's available to children right now. In fact, this article quoted, there's some very popular companies that make devices that are specifically made for either people who have motor skill problems or speech problems or getting around problems. And, you know, this stuff is like $15,000, $20,000.
That's really the sad thing. I wish they didn't charge so much for assistive technologies like that.
It's really expensive. Yeah. And often what Medicare covers is just that much or not even quite that much. I mean, it's really wiping out families. So, and that's not to say that companies like Dynavox is one of the big companies, it might be a name that you've heard of before, don't make great technology for people who need it. They obviously do, and people get a lot out of it. But it just goes to show that... especially children being able to get to be able to, they're making strides with a little iPad. You know, it's just a few $100. It's not $7,000. It's not $15,000.
Remember, we saw that app that was really cool, where somebody who has difficulty speaking can tap an icon and it will speak for you. It'll actually put sentences together, so forth. I mean, that's a great use of this device at this size, and you can mount it on a chair, on a wheelchair, and have it right there. I just think it's a great idea.
You know, and a lot of I hear a lot of people go, "Well, you know, that's not just an iPad. That's the apps that are on the iPad." Totally true. You know, this is not...
The form factor is very easy to use for certain disabilities.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's not as if we're saying the iPad is this, you know, Steve Jobs created something that's going to help. It's what people are doing with the form factor, within the form factor.
But I would say the accessibility on the iPad and the iPhone 2, Apple's paid a lot of attention to that. And I'm told by... friends of mine who are blind or have low vision, that the iPad, you know, has built-in speech to text, you know, screen to text, screen readers. What would you call that? I guess you'd call it screen to voice, and lots of other features that really make it a lot easier to use, I think, for people with special needs. So,
yeah, it's great.
Good choice.
There was an article I read on SF Gate, which is the San Francisco Chronicle web edition for local folks like us, about autistic kids getting really into the iPad. And one of the kids that was highlighted in that article, this was months ago, is actually in this Wall Street Journal article. So that's getting some attention as well, which is amazing, because some kids just, they're not so interactive with other people as much as they are with something that they can touch, they can get immediate feedback from. So I love stories like this. It makes me... you know, it's more than just a bunch of games. However,
speaking of games, what are you wearing for Halloween? Halloween's coming.
Well, I was thinking that I might want to be Sally Draper.
Who's Sally Draper?
Don Draper's daughter.
Oh, you'd be a great Sally Draper.
I thought so.
Don't you feel for that pork? This is Mad Men.
Oh my
I'm
God.
Sorry.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't watch the show, you might want to fast forward for a few minutes. I love that show. And I feel sorry for that poor little girl.
Oh, she's, you know,
she's got a witch
really,
of a mom.
Yeah, I mean, not to get too into Mad Men stuff, because I know people who don't watch Mad Men get so annoyed by the people who do, who talk about it. But, I mean, that kid is a good little actress.
Oh,
she has
great.
Really come, she got rid of her lisp. I mean, she's like taller, she's really kind of a firecracker.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought maybe I could, Maybe I could be an Angry Bird.
That's what, have you seen, I think there is an Angry Bird costume.
Is there?
I would be the pig with a mustache.
Because I wasn't really sure how to be an Angry Bird besides maybe like buy some wings and just yell at people all night. You know, draw some eyebrows, some thick eyebrows on myself.
People would
just
guess
say,
that one right away.
Give me another drink, you jerk.
Hey, I hate you.
God,
I'm an
you know
Angry
what I
Bird.
Hate? Pigs.
I hate you.
Pigs.
So Angry Birds has a Halloween edition. Now, how do I get that? I want to get this.
Well, you know what's interesting about this is that, it's like a $1.99 add-on, so it's not
free.
So do
I go to the App Store and get it?
Yeah, you go to the App Store and get it. And even though Angry Birds is available, Android users, 3 million or so of
it's
you.
It's free on Android.
Yeah, but they don't get this. This is just for the iOS folks. So kind of a bummer for the Android folks, but, you know, this is iPad today after all. What's also interesting about this is that Rovio, which makes Angry Birds, their publisher, name's escaping me.
They just got sold. Chillingo or Chillingo.
Chillingo was just bought by EA Games.
Cool. Angry Birds Halloween.
But Rovio has decided to self-publish Angry Birds. It's kind of weird. It's like, didn't EA think that they were buying Angry Birds?
I guess
Chillingo makes a lot of other stuff.
There are other games, including that Cut the Rope that we talked about. Arriving HD. So they're a big distributor. They're kind of a middleman for small developers, like Rovio that does Angry Birds.
So here's my question. Besides the fact that Halloween edition of Angry Birds is going to make a lot of people happy because Angry Birds is like, it's like the global phenomenon right now. So someone like Rovio says, okay, we've got this game. Now we need, it's almost like a book publisher in order to get the word out.
Right.
You'd think with apps, can't Rovio just publish it themselves? Obviously they can now.
They could.
How does that work?
You know, for some reason, this is how it works in most of the gaming industry. It hasn't worked this way in small, iPhone and iPad games, but it's starting to be. Certainly it's this way on desktop games and console games. You have a developer who develops the game, puts all the energy into it, the artist, and they don't want to do the business deals. They don't want to do all the extra stuff
for
distribution.
Creative.
So they go to somebody like Chillingo who says, oh yeah, no problem. And we'll build in, you know, we'll give you Crystal Support, which is their in-game network and things like that. And we'll get you into the store. It doesn't make a lot of sense if you're developing a $1.99 game. But maybe, I guess that's what these guys in Finland, they just wanted to focus on the birds.
Right. Well, maybe Chillingo got them quite a bit of...
When did they get them? Nothing. You can go right into the App Store yourself, can't you?
Yeah, but I mean, without Chillingo, would Angry Birds be on everybody's iPad?
I don't know.
You know? I mean, it's somewhat baffling to me. In any case, Rovio is now on its own, and so is Angry Birds.
Tell us. They split up. They said, we're done with Chillingo.
Yeah, well, Angry Birds is not part of the sale. Angry Birds is going. They may still have a.
They may have to
renegotiate a relationship with
their,
Chillingo, but they. All right. Well, they are retaining the rights to their cash.
I'm downloading it. I'm halfway there, and we'll get a look at Angry Birds Halloween.
Woo-hoo!
Well, the best $1.99 I've spent in an age.
Yeah, it's good times. Angry Birds
spotted in the wild.
Yes. iPads in the wild.
I don't watch this show. You're going to have to do this for me.
Well, I don't watch either of these shows either, but this is iPads in the Wild, the CBS edition, because Kathy Grant sent in a scene from The Good Wife.
Look at
that lady from ER got a Emmy for it.
Christine Baranski.
No. The
Kalinda Sharma.
No.
Archie Punjabi.
Juliana Margulies.
I love her.
I know. She's got that great hair. Well, she is not in this scene, but... Well, she's not in that scene either.
I'm just looking to see if we see any other iPads. That was it.
That was it.
That was the one.
It was just a quick over-the-shoulder
shot.
An
iPad quickie.
But you see.
But you can see.
She's got it
right there.
That's a CBS show. And then, of course, NCIS, a show that baffles many by being on the air year after year, uses iPads as well. And another fan, Scott Dewar, sent in not this.
Oh.
This is just, God, I've lost him.
Oh.
I've lost him.
Oh.
Leo!
Here's a woman named Abby. Is she famous?
Yeah, but...
I'm just going to play... Don't mind me.
I'm
just going to be playing Angry Birds.
As I'm talking about Abby on NCIS.
Yeah. Don't. Ooh.
You see what... I should know better than to let Leo in on games mid-show. Because then, see, he controls everything. This guy is running the ship.
I just destroyed
it. I basically give him a big red button and say, don't press this.
It's pretty much what you did there.
And that's what I get.
Three stars. Okay. Next. Ooh, I know how to do this one. I've seen this one before.
You got to start at the top. It's just like Hollywood.
Oops. Chat room, why didn't you warn me?
All right, who is Abby? Who is Abby? And
what? She's just on some show called NCIS. It's like a forensic show. Whatever. Okay.
And she's like showing. It looks like she has a dodo case.
Well, they solve crimes this way.
With
yeah,
their dodo case?
I don't
case?
Think it's a dodo case. No, well, with their iPads. You know, they never explain. These shows are great. You know, it's like, remember how CBS used to be like the network for olds? And then it turned into like more like a reality show, Cash Cow Network. And now they've got a lot of crime solving shows where people have iPads and you never really know how the iPads are helping, but they look really cool. I want to quickly talk about two accessories. And they really...
see that little one there? That one, I couldn't get him. Oh, man.
Poor Leo. This isn't... All it is just a background. It's the same game.
It's the same game, but it's a horrific background. Let's go back.
Well, it's Halloween. It's supposed
this one
to scare
ended up,
you.
I didn't. We weren't watching, and it worked. I thought I hit it at the wrong spot, and it actually. See, you're supposed to do it that way.
Oh, there they go. There they go.
That's satisfying, isn't it? That's why I love this game.
Yeah, it's okay. It's
That's
okay.
Satisfying.
Do you want to look at accessories, or you want to?
Oh, all right. Yeah,
words?
Go ahead.
This one, I want to highlight this one because it's man-made. It's self-made by one of our viewers. This guy's
this
name is
actually
Brian.
Super cool.
It's really cool. So he has
dad.
Is
that a speaker?
Yeah. So what they're selling this on eBay. This is actually just kind of like, it's like a little garage project that they thought, well, maybe we can make some money. What they did was, here, I'll kind of take it apart and I'll put it back together so you can see. So they made this cute little, you know, handmade wooden iPad stand. And what it's got is it's got two grooves because the front one is for the iPad. And then if you had an iPad in the iPad, the Apple case, because it's a little bit thicker, you could put it back here. It even fits without the case. But
our
you've
fans
got two options.
Love using their routers.
Using their routers?
Well, that you know, that's a tool where you...
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, this would. I think you would use something like that to do this.
Yeah. And then this is just a little speaker that he bundles in for anybody who buys this. So if, you know, for example, if I want to turn on, I don't know, let's go Pandora. Gosh, where's my Pandora?
That's nice. And it is
nice.
That's a commercial speaker. He didn't.
Yeah. So this is actually something that he's buying. I assume he's selling for more.
He made a thing for it.
Yeah. He says that he's selling this on eBay.
Let me see
for
what your Pandora
bucks.
Stations are.
We got Lady Gaga, some Toadies, some Crystal Castles, some Gorillas, some Justice.
You want to see mine?
I'm so hip,
you're so
dog.
Young, yeah. Compared to me. You want to see my stations?
So here's my little speaker, see?
Oh, that sounds good.
It does. It's actually a pretty nice speaker considering that it's just a single one. We're totally clubbing. Totally clubbing.
You want to see my stations? Keith Jarrett, Miles Davis, Sting.
Who's Keith Jarrett?
Guy Clark, shut up. The Rolling Stones, Barry White, Aretha Franklin, Johann Sebastian Bach, Piano Concerti, The Beatles, Stevie Wonder. I'm so old. Mozart, Bach.
Wow.
Just Ken DeFray. Here's the hippest thing I got.
You have a Pandora station called Christmas?
Yeah. Pandora's great for Christmas music.
Okay, but
so you, just, you don't have
it
to buy any Christmas
wildly
music.
Wildly inappropriate.
Why would you
11
wanna,
months out of the year.
Well, yeah, but then 1 month of the year, you're happy you have
you've
it.
Got your Christmas.
And you don't have to ever buy any Christmas music because that's the worst thing. You buy this crap and then it's on your iPod for months.
I know. No, Pandora's just the best. So this is for anyone who's interested in this
like
really cool
Christmas.
Homemade tablet. And again, thanks, Brian and Brian's dad for sending it to us. They call it the GZ, that's letter G, letter Z, tablet stand. And you can search for it on eBay. That's how they're hoping to make a little coin. Now, I'm about to blow your mind, and it's probably not going to be in a good way.
Oh,
ready?
No. Oh, no.
All right. So remember how I said that this stand could also house an iPad that was in a case of its own?
Yes.
Well, I've got a little iPad.
Oh, it's a lunch pad.
In a little case.
That's so cute.
It's
like a lunchbox.
It is. It's like a lunchbox.
What
I've done is it's not so much a case as a
holder.
A holder by a company called Colorware, which you actually have to it comes with a little screwdriver. You actually have to screw it in.
Well, that's sturdy. It's in.
Yeah, it's nice. And if you feel it, it's kind of, you know, it's this really nice titanium. It's solid.
Oh, wow.
Feels good.
Oh, yeah.
So what?
Hi-ho, hi-ho. You could be like Little Red Riding Hood.
Yeah, it's cute. It's cute. So what do you think something like that would run us, Leo?
$69.99.
You confident?
Feel pretty confident on that. Yeah.
Because it's titanium, it's expensive, it's got screws.
Final answer?
It's got parts. Yeah. How much?
$300.
Okay, that's a little pricey.
I mean, okay,
that's
so
a little pricey.
So
and it's a lot pricey.
It's a lot pricey. And in all fairness, the Colorwear folks had gotten a hold of us and I said, yeah, this looks really, really cool.
I said it was expensive. I thought I gave it a high price.
Right, because you thought, well, okay.
It's pretty fancy, but wow.
I asked Tim Johnson, who's I've been talking to from the Colorwear folks, listen. I love the idea of it. I think it looks great, feels great. It's obviously good quality. We got to know. Why is it $300?
I mean, to know.
This is more than half of what the iPad is
on its
own. Yeah,
that's too much. They're not going to sell any of those.
What in the world? And he said, just so we have his answer, even though Colorwear is quite a lot of matching and material costs, in truth, most of the cost stems from the time spent on quality control. Between prototyping, production, the entire painting process, quality inspections, we think it's an accurate representation of both the time and quality of our work.
I'm not saying it's not. I'm not saying it's not. It probably is what it costs them to make.
I'm not either. I just, these sorts of things baffle me a bit because I don't know anyone who would spend $300 on this, even if they like the idea. And, you know, the problem with the handle, too, is...
It's a limited market, and it's way overpriced.
It also gets complicated when you're trying to throw it into a bag. I mean, you've all of a sudden added this sort of
weird... I don't think they'll sell many, but who knows? But you know what? You can price it any way you want, and if you feel like that's what it costs you to make, you can charge that. But we're just saying, as consumers, I just don't see anybody spending that money.
I like the idea. You know, the theory, it's fun, it's good. $300, too much for me.
Is it made in America? Maybe that's why it's
so
expensive.
Yeah, in Minnesota.
So, see, there you go. And we just showed you why there's so much stuff made overseas, because consumers will say, well, that's nice, but it's too expensive because it's made in America, right?
Yeah. So, if you want to work for Colorwear...
okay. A couple of nice accessories.
Better than minimum wage. Yeah. So, running the gamut today. So, thanks, everyone who's sent in accessory ideas, or in this case, actually sent us accessories to try out so far. I'm gonna go with the eBay one. I like the speaker.
I think
that's
like
a good
that
time.
A lot.
Yeah. When I'm in the kitchen, can listen to my Lady Gaga station.
He's selling those on eBay.
Yeah, he's selling on eBay, and what
should we search
to make
for?
A pretty penny. GZ tablet stand.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So moving on, speaking of our viewers, because you guys always give us really good feedback, we have an app tip. Recently, a few shows ago, I always say that because I never really know what show it was because they all seem like
they all blur together
after a while.
Yeah.
We were talking about alarm clock apps and waking up to the Twit. Radio feed, for example, an alarm clock app.
Right.
We thought, well, yeah, it's probably possible, and we couldn't think of anything at the time. Our reader, Mike E., writes in and says, TuneMark. TuneMark is a good app that will allow you to enter custom URLs to listen to, and it also has sleep and alarm settings that will let you go to sleep with Twit and wake up to Twit.
I like it.
Do you think it's frightening? He asks. No, we don't, because...
It's 99 cents. That's not frightening.
99 cents. Yeah, it's Stormy. It's funny, it's... The company's called Stormy Productions, but their URL is stormyprods.com. You just got to laugh. Yeah, so that's TuneMark. So thanks to Mike E. We're glad that you're listening to us as you go to sleep and then again in the morning. And if anyone else wants to do that too, then TuneMark Radio is a good choice. Also, we got a video from Ethan. And before we play the video, I want to say that both Leo and I, especially me, because most of you guys agree with me, really appreciate all of the feedback about where the home button should go. But this right here is going to be the last word on it. And then I will not respond anymore
because we have
thousands and thousands of opinions. And most of them agree with me, but not all of them. Some of them agree with Leo.
So who is this guy?
This is Ethan, and he has a good reason why I may have chosen the left side that I hadn't thought of.
Big fan of iPad today, even though I do not own an iPad, but I got the answer to your orientation question, and it all starts with the iPhone. I know y'all are both iPhone users, and if you look at your iPhone, if the button is on the left, the volume controls work perfectly.
Yes.
When you press up with the volume, the indicator on the volume goes to the right and vice versa. So
plus and minus, right?
Matches exactly.
Right.
So that may be where Sarah chooses to have her button on the left.
Got it. From the
that's
iPhone.
That's got to be the answer.
It's because I had
Thanks.
An iPhone first.
Enjoy the show.
Well, so did I.
Yeah, Peace. So it still doesn't make sense to me why, and of course I'm putting my button on the right because you've got me all mixed up. It doesn't make sense to me why you'd go volume up to the left, the way that you have your orientation. I mean, it makes more sense that this would be on the top rather than
the
right.
bottom. Yeah.
Volume up goes, it's like you're reading.
Apple really basically wants us to say it goes, this is their ad copy. Turn it any which way you want.
Right. Do whatever you
and
want.
And so they're really not making any statement. And I guess maybe that's why they have a confusing up down button on, you know, maybe this so that you don't think any way is right.
I think what I have learned from this is that no one thinks that you can do it any way you want. They have very clear opinions
yeah.
on one you or the
You can
other.
Do it any way you want, but I'm going to do it the right way.
Right.
Yeah.
And this is right. Right or left?
Right or left is right.
Of course, as always, we want to hear from you. We hear from you a lot, and I wish we could feature more of you on every show, but, you know, it's only about an hour or so. If you want to write us, it's iPadToday@twit.tv. If you want to leave us a voicemail, the number is 757-504-iPad or 4723. That's how iPad is on a number pad. Or if you want extra points, like Ethan, want to send us a video, you have such a high chance of being featured because a lot of you don't do it, and I don't know why, because we want to see you, want to match the name of the face. It can be a question, comment, idea, anything. Just upload the video and send us a link. Don't send us any direct link or direct downloads because we're not going to open those because we want our computers to survive. All right, Leo.
All right, Sarah.
Before we get to our app caps,
yes.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about Hover?
Hover.com. It's a place I go for domain names. Actually, somebody came up to one of our people and said, you know, I checked on Hover.com and Twit.tv is still on that other guy. And that's right, because that other guy locked it for 60 days, so I couldn't transfer it. But I have transferred all the other domains, and thisweekintech.com is over there. Abby Laporte and HenryLaporte.com is over there. And I have to say, what a great experience it has been working with Hover.com. Hover is domain name registry, and that's it. They'll do email forwarding. You can have a mailbox there or domain, but that's it. So they don't try to upsell you on 8,000 different things. They're not trying to get your money, you know, squeeze your money out of you. Hover.com is a great place to register your domain names. Great price, great people. They even have a special no-hold policy. If you call during business hours, I promise not to put you on hold. You got to like that. You go to iPad Today. Is that the URL? iPadToday.hover.com.
Yeah.
Take you to that special page.
What if we all, like, call bombed them? None of
don't
us would
stop.
Have to be on hold?
Don't suggest
well,
things
just,
like that.
I'm just saying.
You're just a troublemaker,
I
you
know.
Are, Sarah Lane.
Well, I love the idea of not being on hold, especially if they've got high volume.
Well, I just also like how clean this is, how simple. Not a lot of clicks. You just get in there, get your domain, and get out. Domain forwarding, $15. Domain forwarding with an email box, $35. Domain, this is per year, by the way. And domain forwarding and six email boxes, $60. That's basically the menu of services. Of course, they've got all the domains that you're looking for, .com, .net, .co, .me, .org, .ca, TV, info, USCC, bizbz. See, that's all of them are in there. All of them are in there. I am really a fan of Hover. We've moved everything over there. We're in the process of moving everything over there.
I think Hover is one of the only domain name registrars that wants you to get it. Because
yeah.
the others...
They don't get in the way.
They try to confuse you into buying more
it's
services.
A mess.
Because a lot of people aren't super familiar with, you know, C names. And
right, and all that stuff.
And
no, this makes it
confused.
Very simple. It used to be Domains Directory. I might remember that name. And, of course, they're a service of two cows. I know you know that name. Hover.com. Try it today. Go to iPadToday.hover.com, and I believe you'll save some money on your next domain name registration. I should check to make sure. I believe you'll save 10%, if I'm not mistaken.
10%?
Let me check.
iPad. That's a deal.
It's a deal. iPadToday.hover. Yeah, 10% off your new domain. iPadToday.hover.com.
Thanks, Hover.
I should come up with a clever rhyme. Don't stay undercover.
Hover's got you covered.
Hover is, I'm a hover lover. What?
That's funny.
Oh, I'm a hover lover.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's me. All right.
He's a hover lover.
Time to put your hat on.
I'm a hover, not a lover.
I'm
All right.
a hover lover.
Hat time.
Whoa. I just lost my hat. I'm going to wear the small one now.
I'm going to have my tassel right down in between my eyes today.
Thanks to our friends at Fezzorama, who sent us a whole bunch more hats, including different sizes and smaller sizes. And unfortunately, now I lost the big one, so I'm going to wear it. You want to trade? Because yours looks too big.
I like it just like this.
You're gonna be cross-eyed if you keep that up.
A horse. I feel very horse-like.
You want to start or shall I?
I'll start. All right. So this app, this is a newbie. So many of you may be familiar with the TED conference and the corresponding TED Talks that are very inspiring. Okay, the tassel in the middle didn't work out that well. It's too tickly.
No.
But until now, there was no TED iPad app. There is now. And in fact, kind of somewhat curiously, there's an iPad app only. It's not available on the iPhone, any other iOS devices like iPhones, although they say early 2011 they will be. So it's just iPad right now, and it's free. So if I go ahead and launch the TED application.
I'm such a fan of the TED Talks.
I am
so
too.
Inspiring.
Totally. I actually got familiar with the TED Talks because there was a speech. Have you seen the Jill Bolte Taylor speech about the brain?
Yeah,
so that, amazing. I mean, you know, I cried my eyes out. It really resonated with me. This is, I don't know, a year ago or so now.
Oh, yeah, because you have a brain.
Yeah, because I have a brain.
Yeah.
And I care about it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's interesting to see how brains can turn on you. So these are a variety of talks.
So can co-hosts, by the way. I just want to point that out. Just so you know.
Don't I know it.
They can turn on you.
Don't I know it.
Like
there's a variety of talks that are featured talks. Now, you can also go through, you can search by type of talk. You know, for example, themes. If I go into themes, you know.
This is good because I think they're in Flash on the website, aren't they? So you kind of almost want this.
Yes. Actually, you're right. I hadn't thought
about
that.
I bet you need, I don't know, I haven't checked, but I bet you need this.
So we've got featured and we've got themes. And what I actually like is, let's say that you're, I don't know, you're looking to get inspired. They actually have a kind of a cute little button. It's a little light bulb down here. It says inspire me. And this is almost like,
oh,
hey,
neat.
Ted, just give me something. I don't
courageous,
know what I want.
Funny,
I just want, you know, so let's
genius.
Say jaw-dropping. I want
jaw-dropping.
Something jaw-dropping. And how much time do I have? Do
oh,
I have 20
fantastic.
Minutes?
See, I thought all TED Talks were 18 minutes long, but I guess there's
no, some of them
ones.
Go longer. Yeah, yeah. Okay. In fact, Taylor's talk, I think, was about 30 minutes. So let's
so
say I
say,
have 30.
This is how much time I have.
And now it gives me something to watch. Now here's...
That's cool.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, you watch the video and they're
that's
all
really,
very
really
high quality.
Cool. I like that.
Yeah.
So you're on a plane or... Oh, no, I guess it wouldn't work. You have to be on the internet.
You,
although
well,
nowadays...
You can save got, them.
And nowadays, I'll tell you.
You can have save talks.
So you can't save them. Oh, good.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. If you just... stupid tassel. Stop
I
it.
Like it.
My tassel's attacking me. It's taking a little while to load, but once it loads, it works really well. One thing that some folks, and again, this app is new, so they have plenty of time to upgrade based on what people want to see. You can't search by name of speaker. Now, if you, for example, if I say someone said, you got to see this TED Talk, and I remember last name Taylor, that's all I remember, and I go here, it's going to be somewhat convoluted because
can you search by subject?
You can search by subject, but what if I don't know what she's talking about?
It's kind of strange.
It is kind of strange, and I think that if, and this is just me guessing, I think that TED has done this on purpose to allow
bastard.
You to discover more talks because you're saying, here's the subject I want. It's not so much about the person, it's about what you're getting out of
right.
it. That said, for anybody who's familiar with the way apps work well on iPads and other devices, having a search function is really important, and it really helps to keep people from getting ticked off when they can't find the thing you need. So I'm hoping that will be in the next version of the TED iPad app. But for now, it's free, so it still gets my App Cap Award for the week. Go
Yay.
TED!
Go TED Talks!
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Hey, I'd like to show you a very amazing application
right.
that I found the other day that lets you, this is kind of a dream come true, it lets you use your iPad as a second display for your Windows or Mac machine. It's called Air Display, and I think it's worth a review because it is $10. You know, whenever I see an application being that expensive, I kind of worry, oh my goodness, you know,
right.
will it work? And you can read the customer ratings, which are pretty good for this
mm-hmm.
application, but you might want a demo. So I'm going to demo it for you. I spent the money, so you don't have to. And you know what? It works great. So here's my Macintosh display. On the Mac display, I have installed a free application, the Air Display application, that allows me to control it and to choose which iPad I'm going to. I'm going to go to Leo's 3G iPad. Now watch. You're going to have to watch. I'm going to switch. But I'm going to drag this window, the seismic desktop,
okay.
off of my main display.
Holy.
And watch this as it drags onto my iPad display. It automatically sizes the display. And you know what? Touch works because you see I have an arrow key. So I actually have access to this as if it's on my desktop, but I am getting some iPad. And you know what's even cooler?
What?
The iPad rotation even works. Now, you get a little flicker and blackout while it reloads itself.
Presuming you wouldn't be rotating it all that often.
Yeah, don't rotate it all the time. But look at this. So if you have something that's in portrait mode,
oh my gosh,
you can use it that way.
There's
Billy Mays.
Hey, Billy. What is that?
I don't know why. Well, for some reason, it reverts to this desktop when I use this application.
That's not your desktop?
Isn't that strange?
No,
it's my desktop.
Oh, hey, Michael.
Yes, there's Michael Jackson,
everybody.
Billy Mays, David Carradine, Farrah.
Kind of a Halloween sky.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
They're all on the beach.
I don't know how that happened.
I don't know what to make of this.
There's my browser window. You can just drag Windows over. And it's pretty, as you could see, it's pretty fast. I mean, I'm not waiting around for it. Now, admittedly, the iPad's only a 10-inch display, but really cool to have a second display. I set it up on my stand. You know, I have this big stand that I showed you last week. I put this next to my screen, and I can do things like show the chat room in there while we're doing the show. I can even have a browser in there, or it's best for stuff that you don't want to interact with too much, because even though you do have an arrow key, you know, your finger turns into a cursor. It's not as easy to use. Look, I'm going to click that. Well, I guess it is. I mean, it's not quite as easy to use as maybe if you had a mouse on this thing.
But it works.
It works. It really works. And I think I have to say it's pretty cool. I leave things like my Twitter client open on here so that I can. I just made it go away. It's down here somewhere.
Because do you like the web app of Twitter better than the iPad app?
Yeah, or you could have Seismic as I had, and you could put it on there.
Yeah, I mean, I think about all of the times that my iPad stays being unused while I'm at my computer until I go, ooh, there's an app, and there's a lot of wasted time. This is great just for screen real estate. Everybody needs that.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you're somebody who only has one thing open at a time, and that's nobody.
Right.
Nobody.
Actually, I've been playing with this, and you can see your mouse does also work on this. So I can use my regular mouse
on the iPad
to click around on the iPad.
That's so weird.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Isn't that a strange experience?
That is
so
weird.
Yeah, for $10, it works. It does exactly what you said it'll do. I'm using it on a Mac. I have seen some complaints in the reviews on the Windows side. I haven't tried it on the Windows side. It does have a free desktop client that you need to run. It works for me, and it works, you know, I mean, that's pretty responsive. Look at that. I should explain. It's going through Wi-Fi, so you both need to be on the same Wi-Fi network. That's how it's sending it over there. Pretty quick.
Love it.
Air Display, $10 from Avatron Software. It works, and it's my app cap. Pick of the week.
Avatron.com. Hey, for $10, you've got yourself a nice, expensive little monitor.
Well, it's
and
it's
a lot of other things,
as you said,
too.
It's the kind of thing, if you've got it already lying around.
I can think of all sorts of instances where this would come in handy.
Yeah.
There you have it.
Yeah.
Cool. That's it for this episode of iPad Today, Leo. I don't want to go.
I don't want to either, but Tom Merritt's banging at the door.
Oh, he is.
I swear.
You can watch
us do this show live every Thursday afternoon, 4:30 Eastern, 1:30 Pacific time. That would be 20:30 UTC at live.twit.tv. After the fact, download the audio or video, either one, although video is preferred because we show you a lot of stuff. At twit.tv/IPT. Yes, it plays fine on your iPad. Of course it does. But we have versions for the iPad and for big screen TVs as well.
Of course. Yeah, you know, we show off a lot of stuff. So if you're listening to it, you're going to miss all the Angry Bird demos that Leo loves to show you all. Oh, what? No, we've got to go,
Leo. Angry Birds time. Wait a minute.
Tom's mad.
Halloween one. Oh, I forgot.
Tom's banging down the door. Tom's got an axe.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Yeah. Let me see here.
It's like Friday the 13th up in here.
Let's
help.
See. Okay, I fire the bird here. Right before I hit, let's see. See, it's this one here. It's hard to get. I can't get that one in there. I don't know why. And I really hate using more than one bird for anything.
I'm Neil Laporte.
I'm Sarah Lynn. See you next week, everyone.
On iPad Today.